Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today's Saturday, July 26th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, there's a lot going on in the sky. We still have Mercury retrograde in Cancer. That is definitely making people have to start and start things over and over again, confusing transactions and communication. Plus, Venus just changed signs. It's gone from its home sign of Taurus into the convivial sign of Gemini. Well, Venus likes to be in Gemini. However, it hasn't really gained any traction yet, and its ruling planet Mercury is in retrograde. So what that means is that communications and relationships can both be kind of confusing, as if they never were. And, of course, the moon has just crossed the Gadanta, the karmic knot, moving into Leo, the fixed fire sign. We don't like the moon in the Gadanta because, well, it tends to make unusual things come to light again in a person's life. Well, let's begin with the fact that there was a new moon cycle that began last Thursday in Cancer. That's the cardinal water sign. Now, that inspires a feeling of nurturing, emotional support, and family. It's typically related to the grandmother on the mother's side. Certainly, it's a cycle that can inspire a special kind of love that is unconditional, non-judgmental, and overflowing. Let's face it, your grandmother never said no. Now, this new moon cycle has the potential to dig up the past and bring up memories, perhaps even long-buried memories, to light. Nothing is lost in the universe, and cycles like this have a way of churning an experience, past or present, until it becomes a compost for a new growth where it's integrated into something else, like wisdom or knowledge or a conviction. Now, time present contains time past, and everything that ever was is. It's just a matter of when it rises up. And that's all happening because this new moon was opposite Pluto. And Pluto always digs up the past. And it's with a Mercury retrograde, which always reviews whatever it touches. So things are being dug up and reviewed. Sound familiar? Now, when we reach the full moon on August 8th, watch out. That's kind of like an exclamation point. When whatever the steamy sully of the goals have to give up, well, they'll be more apparent than ever before. Now, as I said, Venus has changed signs and has moved into Gemini. Venus is very playful in Gemini, but its ruler, Mercury, is retrograde, so there will be a lot of backpedaling in communication. Venus in Gemini stirs lots of talk, especially when it's with Jupiter. Remember, Jupiter amplifies whatever it's in. So expect a lot of internal and external dialogue. But the twist is the communication is likely to be confused, retracted, or redacted. The entire communication apparatus is off. Clear communication may require great effort now. Confusion has its cost, and it's a good time to read the fine print and be clear on just what you are agreeing to, what the bill really costs, or what the legislation really says, you know, stuff like that. That's because Mercury rules contracts, agreements, transactions, and communications. These will be easily confused, especially as it relates to relationships. Now, that Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Pisces is still turning things upside down and inside out. Now, remember, Saturn likes order, the rule of law, stability, tradition, the constitution, how things are and how they should be, the foundation of your house. Now, Neptune is the great dissolver. It's the ocean. And whatever it touches, it dissolves. And the dissolution tends to transform and sometimes spiritualize whatever it touches. Well, in this case, it's Saturn. Now, what will emerge from this dissolution and transformation? Well, that's hard to know, but something will. And you can bet we'll have more information on that as Saturn moves on past Neptune in the fall. Meanwhile, as I said, the moon today is entering Leo, but it crosses the karmic knot, the Gadanta, where it echoes the new moon theme of bringing unresolved issues and complexes of the past to light. It's a restless energy until the moon gets traction as it moves deeper into Leo. So today in the morning, you may feel confused and lost or, well, easily upset. but it will change as the day grows, and by the evening and Sunday, the moon is in Leo and will roar. Now, on August 1st, the sun crosses the midpoint between the spring equinox and the winter solstice. It's that wonderful and magical time that's known as the Midsummer's Night. It's the peak of summer 2025, and certainly a time to celebrate the best of the summer season. So get out there and howl at the moon and enjoy. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or the handy-dandy WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.